is you will allow yourself do promotion. So do promotion is really realizing that it's all here waiting for our self-discovery, waiting for our heavenly bliss. So when they say self-discovery, they mean discovery of your true self. So you want to feel that enlightenment. You want to feel that holy presence all about you, all around you, serving you, being devoted for you, loving you, exalting you. So exalting you is like really seeing you in your highest truth so that you can remember your heavenly glow, so that you can assist yourself up the ladder to the light. Because when light is all around you, when light is your true source, your true identity, you're no longer serving the lower extension, meaning the lower consciousness, meaning the personal self. So that's the reason for this like divided warfare through and through, meaning this world that's just constantly in conflict. It's because it's just showing us that we have been constantly in conflict. So this is our moment of our due inheritance. This is our moment of our higher excellence. When I said higher excellence, I just had all these blue orbs. So it's sort of like, here we go. You know, that a girl, that a guy, you're arriving. Continue to hold your highest announcement. Because as we receive ourselves in our higher alignment, everything that we then do is drawn from this heavenly bliss, from this heavenly knowing, from this heavenly sunshine, from this heavenly arrival, from this heavenly state of God's mercy. So when they're saying God, they're referring to our God self, our godly essence. So what we're doing is remembering who we are, remembering our holy remembrance, going beyond the mind, going beyond the separated self to the place of true transformation, because that's what is, I'm gonna say stalking us, but what I mean is it's like after us, trying to catch up with us. Where are you without me? So what we're doing is learning how to relax and to let go and allow ourselves with ease. Now this with ease is very, very essential, because we've all been programmed to believe things have to be hard, we have to prove our worth, things we have to struggle. And so all of that is past tense. In other words, it's not our reality unless we choose to bring it along. So they're just showing me like with a simple puff, with a simple remembrance, with a simple joining with, we are already orchestrated. In other words, we're just tuning into what's already there. So just imagine seeing a star that you didn't notice before, and it's like, oh, look at that, there's another star. So the second we see it, we receive it, and we receive that download. We receive our true essence. We receive our holy remembrance. We receive love's establishment. And so this is what we're doing, is we're creating out of the fullness, out of the richness of love, which is God, which is the energy that makes us all exist. So as we will turn around, so when they're saying turn around, it's almost like sunbathing. You know, you do one side, you turn over, do the other side, like turning around and sort of like allowing all to be orchestrated by our higher self. So whether your higher self, your divine self, your Christ self, your I Am presence, your Buddhahood. So to really emphasize that is what is restoring you. That is what is feeding you. That is what's calling you home. That is what's signaling your heavenly return. Because we've all been dominated, if you will, by these thought patterns that have imprisoned us. And so what we're doing is sort of like, remember the analogy where you kind of see the star in the sky? So the second you see it, you transfer your very existence to that remembrance. So that's how powerful our light is. That's how powerful what we choose to demonstrate is. So we've had the power all along. It's just what we've been empowering that we're changing our significance, we're changing our broadcast, we're changing our heavenly exposure. So again, when we turn around, it's sort of like taking in more light, allowing that light to cover us wholly. So when we're covering ourselves wholly, we're transferring our reality to our true remembrance, meaning that our awakened presence that is fully awake, waiting for us to realize who we really are. It's like becoming dominant, becoming closer, becoming self-evident. So this is the energy that's casting like our next stone. In other words, calling the shots, opening up availability. So when we show our love's interest, in other words, we pledge ourselves to our higher self, our I am presence, our higher domain. This is when we take our free will and we offer it to the light. Then it's like that God presence, our true essence, comes rushing in to meet our permission statement, to meet like our procedure. In other words, when we agree to be fully demonstrated, that's where we're learning to let go and trust our higher presence. So to be fully demonstrated is no, like seeking, aligning, claiming, delivering, advancing, sealing your fate, parting with past consideration. It's opening up to your inner chambers. And so this is what is being activated. This is what's being consented to, so that you align with your truth, where you align with your power, where you extend into your true existence. So each of us are going to have a transfer of faith that's going to occur, and it's going to stand out regularly. So, for example, you may suddenly feel compelled to sit on the grass and just take in Gaia's energy. You may be compelled to sit and watch a sunset, to suddenly start drinking more water. Like, there's going to be a shift. There's going to be an exchange of hands where you're propped upright. So again, it's going to be a change. They're showing me the Knight of Cups. So this is real. This is here to stay. And this is like duly noted. So in other words, not that shift, that change, and you're like, okay, well, that was nice. Well, it's a lot more than nice, because it's sealing your fate. So in other words, you're listening to your higher command. So this is what's needed for that agreement to occur, where the offering is met by our loveliness, by our willingness, by our holy consent, by our seal of fate. So our seal of fate is, you know, like it's customary to shake hands after you make a business deal. It's sort of like your agreement. And so what this does is activate the place of least resistance. In other words, wherever it's easiest for our higher self to fully dominate, in other words, come in quite easily, it's sort of like that is the staircase in which there's going to be continual advancement, continual announcement, continual arrival. So what we want to do is we want to exchange hands. We want to acknowledge what's being pressed upon. Maybe it's like for me to stop cussing, or for me to notice my negative attitudes, whatever it is, where when I notice it, rather than just let it go by, because, well, I'm only human. So when I take accounting, when I take forceful delight, in other words, it's time to clean up. So we're cleaning up energy. We're cleaning up vibration. So whether it's something we say, whether it's something that's a dominant thought that keeps us in lower status, whether it's habits, whatever it is, it's like we're like staking our claim. In other words, this is now possessed by our divine self. So it's like the divine self's residence. You may suddenly feel led to sketch like a totem pole. There's going to be some kind of significance that's going to present to announce itself. So we want to be self-recognized. I've got the Knight of Pentacles. I mean, this is just lovely. So it's like we're being introduced to our higher value. So allow that to take place with ease. Remember, the old consciousness is, this is hard, I'm going to suffer, I'm going to lose out. It's the whole reason it hasn't occurred yet. So what we're learning to do is sort of like skip our way to truth, skip our way to light. So it doesn't mean that it's not like, oh, coming up an old belief, this is a little challenging or whatever. It doesn't mean we still don't have our homework. But the more that we can understand that we're fully equipped, we're fully able, it's sort of like we'll keep stepping forward. We'll keep stepping forward because we're just going to be, how do I say this? It's almost like we'll be on guard. And not on guard for an attack, but it's almost like the Five of Wands, where it's just like disagreements, you know, amongst the troops. And that would just be kind of our ego mind. And so we're going beyond it. And it's like, this is the way. This is the way. So as you will receive the light in common measure is it's being given to the commoners, meaning it's being given to all aspects of self, all aspects of self. And I literally have like this cobblestone street, and it's like all being covered, all being washed, all being cascaded, all being promoted, all being sort of like resurrected. And now the cobblestone streets are like shiny, shimmery. Oh my gosh, like shimmery. Like you know, see sidewalks with little diamonds, where it seems like it's little diamonds. Shimmery, shimmery, shimmery. Because we're saying yes to our highest praise. Now there's some kind of hawk, I'll say. Some kind of bird. It looks sort of like a hawk. In any event, it's sealing our fate. It's some kind of spiritual bird that kind of represents like our higher self guiding us. So allow that to be received. Allow yourself to be stirred on all levels, past, present, and future. Receive, receive, receive. Again, it's going to be easier to notice the light, how to take the high road, and realizing it's not so high after all. It's conveniently located. How beautiful. Conveniently located. So it is. All right, everyone.